The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction. Jesus has cured people both physically and spiritually. Now he commissions the 12 disciples, giving them authority and power to preach the nearness of the kingdom to all who are receptive to the good news. Their task will not be always easy. The reading. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I'm sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. But you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have put them to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not go through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of Christ. And I speak to you in God's holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Today's Gospel and all the readings of today are important, for we're in the season of the growth of the Church. We've already spent a number of months since the beginning of the Church's year back in November, the last part of November. We learned about the story of Jesus, and now we've come to apply our knowledge of Jesus and the building of the community, and the Church is calling us to build up our own community of faith. And the overarching theme of today is that with receiving faith, anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. And it starts off by giving us the story of Abraham and Sarah, who were very old. Now, the age 100, really, age means how revered you are. So they were very old, but they were also very revered. And the Church is now saying, the Jewish Church was saying, these revered people lived their lives in faith. And it was through their reverence for God that the whole of the Jewish nation began through them. This is the metaphor that's really inherent in this reading that we have this morning. And then we move on to Paul. And Paul is talking in his epistle to the Romans that it was Abraham's faith that put him in the relationship with God, and we are to have this same kind of faith and obedience to Jesus Christ and to build our community. And then we come to the reading from Matthew. And in Matthew's Gospel, we have Jesus aware that there's many that need to understand and build the community that he himself was building, a community based in the values of forgiveness, of love, of restoration, of hope, and blessing. And there was many seeking this, because at their time, their faith was all controlled by priests who had very strict rules that if you didn't conform to these rules, you were not good enough to be loved by God. And Jesus' message is, you are loved no matter who you are. You are always lovable, even when you act in ways that are not lovable. God does not abandon you. And people were lining up to hear this message. But he was seeing that he could not always do it just by himself. And so he delegated his authority out to his apostles. It names the 12, and the 12 were commissioned to go out and spread the good news that God is love, not hate, not vengefulness, but God is love. And they were to go out and bring this message to all the corners of the community of Israel. Don't worry about those who were pagans, the Gentiles. Don't worry about anybody else. Just bring this message to the core of the Church, which is what they did. But in a later addition to this text, we think it was probably added about the year 120 when there was a persecution. The Gospel now says to the reader, be aware that when you go out spreading this message, you're going to be persecuted. But have no fear, no matter what the persecution, no matter what trickery is done to you, God will be there with you. You will not be abandoned. Have faith, and God is present with you. So that's the message from the Scripture. But now, living today in 2020, how do we apply it? what do we need to be talking about? Well, we see around us Christian people, because we are, in a sense, the new Jews. We are the followers of Jesus. We see around us Christian people, mainly First Nations people in Canada and Black people in the United States, who are being harassed and persecuted by authorities and by the settled, overarching culture of our day. And I don't want to get into this police issue, but there is certainly racism amongst us. And racism persecutes minorities. And I believe that part of the message for the church, especially the progressive church, is to stand up and say, I will not stand for racism. I will do all that I can in my power to stand against racism and to dismantle racism in our midst. And it's often tough to do. We have to start with ourselves. I was horrified this week and last week to see two First Nations people killed in New Brunswick. There's many examples that we've seen in the last 48 hours from the United States about Black people being killed. There was a case, an incident last night in the Eastern Seaboard in Atlanta over somebody falling asleep in a Wendy's lineup, and he ends up being dead. So there's something wrong in our culture. And we as progressive Christians are called to identify it, to name it, and to call it out. And it's not easy because we don't like ruffling feathers. But there are times in which we are called to ruffle feathers and to call it out. Now, some are not going to receive our message. And just as the scripture is telling us, don't waste our time in an area, shake this dust off our feet and move on. But where the message can be received, we are to bring the message of God's love, the love of Jesus, the reconciliation message to make whole, for we are called to be building the kingdom of God here on earth. It's not in some altered state, but here and now. We are called to bring the message of hope, love, peace, and reconciliation. A sense that God is at one with us and that we are one with God. And so today, as we hear the news and we think about the scriptures that we've heard read and we've read, think about applying it. Who do I bring this message of reconciliation to? And I think it, first of all, has to start with ourselves as individuals. Now, I've mentioned this before, but when I first read it for myself, it was like, gulp, I have to say this and live it and mean it. That as a white man, I have privilege and I have power and authority. I'm born in Canada. I'm born white. I'm born English. And I'm a priest. I have all kinds of privilege. And until I recognize that I have privilege, I will be inherently racist. And I have to dismantle the racism within myself first before I can reach out to others. So it begins with us. So in the week ahead, I'd like us to spend some time reflecting on our own privilege that we have by being white, by being born in Canada, by being born English, and whether we be men or women, how much power, how much authority and privilege we have. And what can I do to dismantle it in myself? So I can't look at a policeman, I can't look at an American, I can't look at somebody else, but I have to look at myself in the mirror. And with the help of God, work at dismantling the racism within me, my own prejudices, my own biases, my own shadow images All of those things I have to confront. And I believe that's part of the call of the scripture this day. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will fill us with vision, with hope and courage to work at dismantling the racism that is within us, that we all, even though we don't want to, carry within us. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.